I'll do this.
Okay, Rabbi Oseva, I'd like to go with what I'd like to go through today are some of the dinim of Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim, which passes a mikvah. Again, if I have a mikvah that is chaser, a mikvah does not have arba'im sa'ah in it, so three lugin or shuvim invalidate that entire mikvah. If you have a mikvah that is malay, such a mikvah will not become possible at all, although the Beis Yosef points out that there's a sheet of the Rashbam above the Basra of Samachov, that a mikvah malay becomes possible ayde she'uvim, and we have the famous shita of the Ravid that a mikvah malay can become possible through nasan sa'a v'natal sa'a, which we are choshish for the Ravid, we're not choshish for that Rashbam at all, but nonetheless, everybody is masking. If I have a mikvah chaser and gimel lugin falls into the mikvah that is chaser, gimel lugin of she'uvim, that invalidates the mikvah. The pashtus in she'uvim is that you have she'uvim b'kli, that you have water which is in a keli, and that water, when it falls into the mikvah, that water invalidates the mikvah. That's the pashtus. She'uvim means she'uvim b'kli. However, the Mechaber writes that lo yishna sha'avon b'kli, the Rachar Masif Tesvav, lo yishna sochet ksusa v'higbiyah v'hamayim sheba noifun imkomos harbe. It is still going to be a problem of she'uvin. Even sochet ksuso, even a sfug, right, even if I squeeze my cloth, that's also going to be a problem. Now, what the Mechaber is getting at is that it's a problem even though it comes from more than three places in the sponge. The din of she'uvin, the Mishnah at the end of the third perek, tells me that keli echad, gimel lugin is a problem. Beis kelim gimel lugin is a problem. Three kelim gimel lugin is a problem. If it comes from more than three kelim, gimel lugin is not a problem. That's the sheet of Rashi in Temura on Daf Yud Beis, meaning to say that you need gimel lugin in the extent that each keli has one lug. If I have four kelim, so then each keli does not have one lug in it. That does not pass on according to the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Pashtus in the Mishnah, Sof Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled, if it comes from four kalim, it's not upsol. And Rashi understands what that means, is it has to be one lug from each kalim. Consequently, let's have three kalim, and kalim one has 1.5 lugim, and kalim two has one lug, and kalim three has half a lug, right? Does that add up? That equals three, right? 1.5 plus one plus half equals three. That's not going to be a problem, because you need one lug from each of the three kelim. That's the din. However, the din of a sfug is that it will pass on the mikvah, even though the water is coming out of more than three places in the sfug, right? You have a sponge, you squeeze out, some water's here, some water's here, some was there, some was everywhere, right? It still passes the mikvah. That's one chiddush of the sfug. That chiddush is the same idea as they used to have like plant waterers. You know what I'm talking about? That you have like a keli and you pour it and the water comes out. It's mamish nisim v'niflois, no? The water comes out in like different areas, like a plant waterer. So that is going to invalidate the mikvah, because that's ki'ilu. It comes out of one keli in four locations. That's like a sfug. But here's the problem that the Mefarshim grapple with. How can a sfug invalidate a mikvah? L'cha'ayra, the sfug is no worse than the keli that has a hole in it. If I have a keli with a hole in it, that is not going to be considered she'ufin. That's a din that we saw in Sif Zion, kelim with holes in it, you're not a problem, but not a problem. In Sif Mem, we see kelim with holes in it are not a problem. So the Shach and the Taz and everybody jumps up and down, they spit water nickels and they say, how does a keli with a hole in it, or how does a sfug create a problem? L'cha'ira, it's lo gara than a keli with a hole in it. That's what the Shach in Os Mem Vav grapples with. So the Shach Tainas, and this seems to be muskum from Mefarshim, that there's a tzveter din, there's a second halacha in she'uvin. She'uvin is not only if something is she'uvin b'keli, but there's also a din of she'uvin in the sense that it comes al yedei ma'isa. they mice of Ben Adam will say. If the water enters the mikveh, because a human causes that water to enter the mikveh, that is going to be a second din. That's a subset of the din of she'uvim. So if I have a sponge and I squeeze that sponge and the water comes out of that sponge, that's going to be a problem. Even though the sponge has holes in it, it still is considered she'uvim because this is she'uvim type 2. We see she'uvim type 2 at the end of the se'if also, if you have raglei ha'adam, right? If you have a person who's like kicking the water. So if the water goes straight on the ground and never gets elevated at all, so then that's not a problem. It could be that's not a problem based on a halacha that we have not yet discussed. Se'if mem, beis, mem gimel, mem dalet, halacha is called hamshacha. That when water enters a mikveh by flowing on three tvachim of karka, right, even if the water was she'uvim beforehand, that doesn't pass on the mikveh. So it could be that the halacha over here is based on she'uvim, al yidei hamshacha. But this is she'uvim type 2, meaning to say this is not she'uvim bekli, it's she'uvim that water enters the mikveh, al yidei a person bringing that water into the mikveh. That is the halacha that se'if tesvav is mechadesh, that there is she'uvim type 2. So far, so good. Well, here's the rub, or here's the problem. That's like a modern expression. Oh, here's the rub, right? I'm trying to like enter the 15th century. So here's the zach, right? In Se'if Mem, we talk about how you clean out a mikveh, right? I have, remember, our mikvahs are clean because the water that I am tovel in is effectively mei ha'ir, and the mei ha'ir is constantly clean. That's because I have a bar zariah and a bar hashaka, like we spoke about, and what I am going into is clean mei ha'ir. That's all beautiful, but their mikvahs are basically a hole in the ground that's filled up with water. Well, eventually it gets like really yucky, and eventually you don't want to go into that water. So how do you clean out the mikvah? So Shulchan Aruch writes, you take a keli that has a hole in it. Remember, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza. Right? You take a keli. This is Mamash Akim of the song. You're never going to think the same chat in the song. Right? Again. But there's a hole in the bucket. And there's a hole in the bucket that allows me to draw the water to clean out the mikveh. Because there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. So frek the shachakashe. In Se'if Katin, where is it? Memvav. The Shach asks, 1 second. I clean out the mikveh with a hole in the bucket. That water that comes out of the bucket with the hole is Al Yedei Ma'isa Ben Adam. So it should be the same as a sfug. Just like in Se'if Tesvav, I learn that a sfug is a problem of she'uvim, and that taught me that there's something called she'uvim type 2, meaning al yedei ben adam. So here also, when I'm cleaning out the mikveh, right, I'm taking my bucket, mitahoyel in it, and I'm cleaning it out. That's al yedei ma'isa ben adam. So frek the shach, how do I deal with this question? That's the shach's kasha. So the Shach in Os Memvav answers, Shani Hosam came on the Shoev Hamayim Misham, Imkein Vadai Lo Nichalei Sheyiplu Hamayim Lisham. The Adarav, Shoev Osam Misham, the Heaven Memeva. The Shach says that although there are some Mefarshim, well, I'll say it like this. Some Mefarshim understand that there's only a problem of the Sfug if you have Kavana to put it in. But if it comes out memeila, that's not a problem. That's what the Bach says. The Shach argues, he says, even if it comes memeila without kavana, it's a problem. And that's the pashtus of the word that comes beragle adam. The word that comes beragle adam, the pshat is that you're walking down the street and you kick water up and it ends up in the mikveh, right? That is shalai de kavana, nitvi the Bach. But, says the Shach, even if I pass on a mikvah shelo bekavana, but with negative kavana, I don't pass on the mikvah. When I have kavana to get the water out, and then the water gets in nonetheless, so that will not pass on mikvah. So the case in Se'if Mem, when I'm cleaning out my mikvah with the hole in the bucket, even though it's ayyadei ma'isa b'nei adam, but since my kavana is to get rid of that water, it doesn't pass on the mikvah at all. That's the yisod of the shach. It's mashal lamad hadavar domeh, mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, according to many, arichayim simin samach, but kavana shalom latzeis, right? Let's say I'm a lahachasnik person. I have kavana not to be yotze. I'm not yotze. Right? That's like standard Rabbeinu Yonam Bracha, standard Judaism. Kavana shalom latzeis, you're not yotze. Says the shach, that's the pshat over here. My kavana is to get rid of the water. Mashal ma'ad aradom, Pesach is coming up, no? If I find chametz on yontif, right? So I take it out and I burn it. I don't have to be worried that you maybe you're going to come to eat it, no? The teretz is that your whole kavana is to destroy it, so you're not nervous that you're going to eat it. Here also, right, you have kavana to get rid of the water. It doesn't create a problem. Azoy zokt the shach in Se'if Chatin Memvav. And this is quoted in the Chokas Binyamin Osrishnon. But the Chokas Binyamin notes that the Taz in Se'if Mem has a different take on Judaism. Until now, we've been speaking about the Shach's take. The Taz has a take azoy. The Taz says that the reason why in Se'if Mem, when I am cleaning up the mikvah with the hole in the bucket, that it's not a problem, is because the hole is such a hole that the water is coming from the bucket in a constant stream. And therefore, it's ki'ilu, whatever water ends up back in the mikvah never left the mikvah. It's ki'ilu, the water that ends up back in the mikvah was always mechubar to the mikvah. Although Zok the Taz, and this Taz is in Se'if Katin Mem Zayin, thank you. Although Zok the Taz, there is a rule in Yiddishkeit called Nitzok Eino Chibur. Right? Nitzok means a stream, a flow of water that's not going to be considered halachically attaching things. The Gemara in Gittin on page 16 teaches me that Nitzok Eino Chibur. Nonetheless, Zok the Taz, Nitzok Eino Chibur just means if I have two basins of water, one has 20 sa'ah, the other has 20 sa'ah, and I have a stream that flows between these two basins of water, so that stream is not mechaber, the two basins of water, one to the other. But Nitzok is Chibur insofar as the water that comes out of this Kli Menukav is ki'ilu, it was always mechubar to the mikvah. Nitzok is not mechuba, is not mechaber A to B. But nitzok is a chibar insofar that it never left. That's the yisod of the Taz. Tremendous yisod. That nitzok ain a chibar means that it just can't be mechaber two things. By the way, just word to the wise, we haven't spoken about this yet. There's a famous comment of the Vilna Gaon in Se'if Katin Vav. The Vilna Gaon writes that the reason why Zochlem invalidates a mikvah is because Nitzok is not a chibur. Right? The Gra writes that by definition, Zochlem means flowing water. Flowing water is possible because you need Arba'im Sa'ah. And flowing water can't have Arba'im Sa'ah because if anything is flowing, there is no chibur between them. It's ki'il on the molecular level, they are different. According to the Gain, you can't say the yisod of the Taz. Right? The Taz is saying that there are certain types of nitzok which is a chibur. The Gain would say anything that is in motion is not considered mechubar. So we'll talk about this Gra a little bit more, hopefully in Shir today. The Gra is not mainstream Yiddishkeit. It's a very, he takes the Masechta, everybody's again, this Gaon, it's beautiful in terms of wonders. We can give Shigurim on it, but Lamaisa, not mainstream. Oh. So that's what we wanted to speak about in terms of the Sfug. Okay, so a Sfug teaches me a new halacha that there is called She'uvim type 2. I shouldn't to be like a Kli Menukav. So the Shach and the Taz have different approaches. The Shach says it's not like a Kli Menukav because the Kli Menukav does not pass the mikvah because you want to get rid of the water. The Taz says the difference is because there's a stream of water the whole time. By the way, it's a little bit unlikely, no? The Taz's Mahalach is unlikely just in the Metzias of a Sfug. I don't know how many of you ever took a sponge out of water. Right? Is there a constant stream? Most often not, no? Most often there's no constant stream, so the Metzias of the Taz, of the Sfug, seems to be a little less likely, Kainer Lofi in the estate. Next Torah. The Din of Gimel Lugin is only, like we spoke about, one, two, or three Kalim. But from more than one, two, or three Kalim, from four, so I don't have a full lug in each Kalim, so therefore it is not a problem. However, if it's Niskaven L'Rabbis, so then it is a problem. If it's Niskaven L'Rabbis, what does Niskaven L'Rabbis mean? So like everything in Yiddishkeit, Niskaven L'Rabbis is a machlekes. The Rambam understands Niskaven L'Rabbis. This is the end of Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Damer Tramim is mentioned Niskaven L'Rabbis. I'm Niskaven L'Rabbis. I feel court of B'chol Hashon and Mitzvah from the Gimel Lugin. Right? The Rambam understands, right? Again, the Mishnah says Niskaven L'Rabbis. Him a tiny. I sit there with a medicine dropper and the word goes in drop. Niskaven L'Rabbis is a problem. What's the pshat in that? Zok the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnah. And Niskaven L'Rabbis means that my kavona is I want more water in the mikvah. The din of Gimel Lugin, that it invalidates the mikvah, and Gimel Lugin does not invalidate the mikvah if it comes from more than Gimel Kalim. That is true only if your kavona is not that you want more water in the mikvah. If my kavona is that I want more water in the mikvah, Niskaven L'Rabbis, so that means ki'ilo, every drop of water is something I'm happy with, and therefore it's a problem according to the Rambam. Rush and Rash understand Niskaven L'Rabbis differently. Rush and Rash say that Niskaven L'Rabbis means that I pick up a keli, and I have a keli in the sense of a medicine dropper. My kavone is that I want sahakol gimelugin. Just I want the gimelugin to come from many drip drops of the medicine dropper. That's the way the other Rishonim understand Niskaven L'Rabbis. According to other Rishonim, the din of gimelugin is only when I put lug one in, and then I decide I'm going to put lug two in, then I decide I'm going to put lug three in, and it has to be, it's mamash like sisri tayu to chop this out according to the Rush and the Rash. I put lug one in, right, and then I put lug two in, then I put lug three in, and I don't want to put lug two in when I put lug one in, but I don't want to put lug two when I put lug one in, and I put lug two in while lug one is still going. That's the only time it's going to be a problem. Right? I need Gimel Lugin from Gimel Kalim, and I start number two while number one is going on. That's when it's a problem.
Even if it's like drop, there's no like comma, bottle or like.
There's no comma, bottle on drop, according to anybody. Again, there are special dinim. Chazal are super machmir in some ways about Gimel Lugin. We'll talk about this. Why, right? We don't say kama bottle. Unless you have 40 sa'ah of kosher water, right? Then any amount is bottle. Even roiv of it is going to be bottle. It's like we're not working with ordinary dinim of bittul, right? It's like, although we'll talk about that a little bit more. But The Rosh and the Rash's understanding of Niskavin L'Rabbis is when I put Lug 1 in, if I have Kavana for a Sach HaKol, that there should be people, then it's a problem. Again, the Chokas Bin Yomin raises questions. Let's say I put Lug 1 in, I don't have Kavana L'Rabbis, but I have my Kavana when I'm up to Lug 2 and up to Lug 3. And you could like get dizzy in terms of the possibilities. Adkan. The Sefer Chalkas Bin Yamin says that we should be machmir like all the Perushim. That Niskavin the Rabbis is a problem, both according to the Rambam's way and according to the Rash Rosh's way. The Bach says that Niskavin the Rabbis means a different thing. The Bach says that when the Mishnah Tainas that there's only a problem in Niskavin the Rabbis, that means that the Din of Gimel Lugin requires that the Mayim comes in with Kavanah. Mayim comes in Shaloba Kavan, that's not a problem. And the Bach is going to have to understand the end of the Se'if, that when the water comes Beragli Adam, that that's going to be a problem, means that you want to kick the water in. And the discussion about Ragli Behema is when I'm riding an animal and I want the animal to kick the water into the mikvah. It's mamish what we call in Yiddish far-fetched. No, but that's why the Bach is going to have to learn the dinim adkan. So those are the dinim of Niskavein L'Rabbis. Let's go back to Sif Tes Zayin. Sif Tes Zayin goes back to a svug, but Sif Tes Zayin is talking about when I have a svug that contains Gimel Lugim B'Tzumtzumim. The svug has exactly three lugim, no more than three lugim. Exactly three lugim. In that case, it's not going to be a psul, because lema'aseh, there's always going to be a tiny bit of water that remains in the svug. Remember, svug is what we call she'uvim type 2, right? It's ayidei ma'aseh ben adam. But when I squeeze out the svug, it's not going to end up being 1,000,000% dry. Is always going to be something was wiped. There's always going to be a little bit of water that remains, and therefore it is not a problem in Se'if Tesazai. That's Svug She Beluim Bo Gimel Lugin, Shenafal Mikvah, Nis Arba Hamayim Ablum Meha Mikvah, and Adli. It doesn't become a problem because the din is that Gimel Lugin have to fall in. It's an exact din, Gimel Lugin. Right? Anything less than Gimel Lugin is not going to be a problem. We know, again, we know that there were only Gimel Lugin in this spud. That's all there was. How do you know that? You sit there with your measure, exactly, you put Gimel Lugin in the spud. So then, right, since there's always going to be a tiny bit that remains, it won't pass on the mikvah. Does this ever come up? Probably.
No, but I'm just saying the reason that I guess that we're like sort of like taller than the fact that they were making a meaning is because like it's so small and it's like kibu, like it's like
it's commando master.
And since it's so small, like we're not close to it, it's gonna like be misarred with like the rest of the water.
No, I think it's so small, so I know there is always a tiny bit that remains in the svug, so therefore I don't have Gimel Lugin that fell in. Again, by the way, I mentioned to you that when we went to see the mikveh in Muncie that was under construction, so the fellow who was building the mikveh noticed that like the screws on the top of the mikveh, there had right, little markings in them, right? A screw, there's either a Phillips screwdriver, which is like an X, or a flathead, which is, but lemaisa, there's she'iva potentially, because a teeny bit of water is going to get caught inside that area. These mikvah builders think of everything, but let's be honest. No? Is there really a problem? Remember, we pointed out that Gimel Lugin ends up equaling around a 2-liter soda bottle, right? That was our cheshbon. What are the likelihood? How many screws do you have? You're going to end up with 2 liters of water. And it's got to be 2 liters of water, right, from... But you have one lug in each, no?
But it doesn't matter if the screws in the way, as the water passes through, it becomes she'iva, no?
Every drop of water becomes sha'ov.
As it passes over the screws,
As it passes, but not all the water ends up on top of each screw.
Yeah,
right? So you'd be right. If I have like one screw and all the water passes that screw, then all the water becomes shut off. But I think the mitzvah is I have a roof and the water comes down on the roof. And from there, the water ends up in the mikveh. So some of the water hits the screw and some of the water doesn't hit the screw. Not right. And I probably have more than three screws. And it seems like it's highly unlikely that you're going to have gimel lugin, right, with a problem. That would be my guess. Certainly according to the Bach, that you need kavana, it's not a problem, right? I think that's the pashtus. Oh. Now, there are other dinim that are worth discussing. So if you Zion tells me a fascinating halacha. If you have two mekaymis, so the water from makom A is sha'ov, the water from makom B is not sha'ov, the water in makom B is not arba'im sa'ah, but because it's in two mekomos, the she'uvim doesn't pass on it. That's if you zayim my she'uvim b'tzad ha'mikvah, even though it touches the mikvah, it doesn't passel. So if Yudches says, if you have two breichos, one next to the other, if you have gimel lugin, like in the hole between them, so then it's going to passel. And they make a cheshbin one out of 320ths or something, right? One 320ths is considered gimel lugin, now passel the mikvah, and you have to make the cheshbin down depending on the amount of water that you have in. 1/320 is considered gimel lugin with arba'im sa'ah, or unless we're talking about arba'im sa'ah pachais mashehu, then 1/320 of that would be a problem. Those are the dinim. These halachas are based on a Mishnah Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud, the Ovik Shebemerkatz. The Ovik Shebemerkatz, if it's in the emtza, it passels. If it's on the side, it doesn't passel. The Rambam understands that the case of the Ovik Shebemerchatz is that you have a tiny keli, a keli that is machzik arba, that's machzik gimel lugin. If it's in the middle of the mikvah, that keli that's machzik gimel lugin and is attached to the mikvah, let's say it's like some sort of, I don't want to say metal, a rubber item, right? If it's metal, it might be davar mikabel tuma. It's a rubber item, so it's not considered mekabel tuma, but it is mekabel a teeny bit of water. Does it become shav? So if the ovik is be'emtza, then it passels. If the ovik is min hatzad, it doesn't passel. That's why the Rambam understands it. I have two basins. One basin is shav, the other basin is not shav. If I have an ovik between them, which is mekabel a teeny bit, it won't passel if the ovik is min hatzad. If it's be'emta, then it does passel. The Rush and the Rash understand differently. The Rush and the Rash understand the Ovik Shebemerchatz means I have a drain. And if I have a drain be'emta, it's not just that there are gimel lugin. According to the Rambam, if I have the drain be'emta, I have the Ovik be'emta, what that means is I have gimel lugin that passels. But according to the Rush and the Rash, when they have a drain, it's all the water is being supported by that drain. So all the water becomes shav ayudei that drain at the bottom. Again, so the Rambam understands that the mitzias of a shebemerchatz, the mitzias is that there's going to be a sort of gimel lugin in the avek. But the Rush and the Rash, it's not much like the Rush and the Rash are like a tag team, no? The Rush and the Rash say that Avik Shebemerchatz is ke'ilu, the entire water becomes sha'ov. We'll talk about a nafgamina between whether the entire water is sha'ov or whether it's pasul begimolugin right now. If the entire mikvah, how am I machshir a mikvah that has some she'uvim in it? So it depends. One way of being machshir, it means that you have to make sure that all the water that was in the mikveh gets out of the mikveh. Now, when I say all the water, that means all the water and less than gimel lugin remains. So you mamish have to clear it out, that every molecule of water that was there beforehand has to be flushed out. That's one way of getting rid of a psul she'uvim. Another way of getting rid of a psul she'uvim is called milu'o v'od. That is found in Se'if Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis. The first way that we mentioned that you get rid of all the water is in Se'if Chaf. Se'if Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis, the din of milu'o v'od means as follows. If I have a mikvah, let's say, that has 20 sa'ah, and gimel lugin falls into the 20 sa'ah, what I need to do is get rid of 20 sa'ah plus a tiny bit from that water. 20 sa'ah became possible. I have to flush out 20 sa'ah. Now, when I flush out 20 sa'ah, if I think about it on a molecular level, I flush out 20 sa'ah, there's still going to be a little bit of the she'uvim that blives. You see, the thing about water is liquid. Right? Any of you went to nursery school? Right? Water is liquid, that we know. When the liquid, it's on the urav. So if I look at it on the molecular level, so when 20 sa'ah leave, right, there is still going to be a little bit of she'uvim that remains. Nonetheless, the din of milu'ay v'ayid is machshiret. So one way of being machshiret, and sometimes we'll apply approach one, is that you get rid of every drop of she'uvim that was there. Approach two says, you don't need to get rid of every drop of she'uvim on the molecular level. What you need is milu'ay v'ayid, and milu'ay v'od is machshiret. Even though a maisa, there's going to be on the molecular level a teeny drop of she'uvim that remains. Now, hasvara no senes, by the way, that you don't need even this amount. Let's say I have gimel lugin that falls into a mikvah, but it's gimel lugin mitzumtzamim, exactly gimel lugin. And then I take a tiny bit of water out of that mikvah. So l'cha'ira, in my tiny bit, there's going to be a teeny bit of gimel lugin of pasul water that comes out. No? I have 38 sa'ah of water. Gimel lugin falls into it. Whenever I open the drain and the tiny drop of water comes out, part of that tiny drop of water that comes out is going to be some of that gimel lugin mitzumtzamim. And therefore, I have less than gimel lugin, and therefore, it should be okay. But that no one says. So when do I need, why does that not work? When do I need milu'o v'od, and when do I need to get rid of every drop of water that was she'uvim? So the Ramah and the Mechaber both hold that if I have a mikvah that is kulo sha'uv, I have to get rid of every drop of water, meaning I have to make some sort of calculation that enough new water flowed in, kasher and new water flowed in, that every drop of old shot of water has flown out. And there is ain't nothing left. There's no she'uvim at all that remains.
Is there a proportion of how much that is?
No one knows the proportion how much that is. Mamish, nobody has figured this out. L'chokas Binyamin writes, I'll throw up my hands. I have no idea. How much water has to come in to flush out all of the she'uvim water that was beforehand? I have no idea, but if the mikvah was kulay sha'ov or rubo sha'ov, right, and this pashtus, the mikvah is kula or rubo sha'ov, you have to flush out every single drop. But if the water became pasul al yedei gimel lugin, so then you don't have to flush out every drop. Hasvara no senes, if I take out a teeny bit, so I have pachos mi gimel lugin, and that should be okay. But nonetheless, Chazal threw a chumra in, and that chumra is called milu'o va'od. Milu'o va'od again means that I just get rid of a little bit more than the amount of water that was there to begin with. So there's 20 sa'ah there, mitchila, I get rid of 20.01, and then it is grand. No one says taking out 0.01 would suffice, right? There's a chumrah that is thrown into the din of gimelugin mayim she'uvim. That what's it called? The chumrah says that all you need is milu ovaod. Now I should note, Akiva was handling about whether the dinim of regular bittul apply to the mikvah case to the she'uvim or not. I should note that the Ramban has a yesite. How many of you guys want to do a yoriday? A few of you did, right? Chanan, chatichah nasas nevela. Chanan means that if I have a piece of, let's say, basar, and a tiny drop of challah falls onto that piece of basar, I view it like the entire piece of basar is treif, and I need shishim to be mevatel that entire piece of basar. I don't say I only have to mevatel that one drop of challah that fell onto the basar. I have to mevatel the entire piece of basar. That is called chanan. Those of you who learned Yerideya are now beginning to pull out your hair and to scream like, ah, I mean, that's like, that was like really hard. Yes, it was. And chanan is really difficult, but that's the din of chanan. The Ramban has a chiddush. The Ramban has a chiddush. So I say chanan on the psul of gimel lugin she'uvim. Zosomeres, that let's say gimel lugin of she'uvim falls into chafsa'a of water, right? And then that chafsa'a of water goes into a new mikvah. That's ke'ilu chafsa'a of she'uvim fell in. Or to say it more accurately, if gimel lugin falls into the mikvah, and we know the gimel lugin diffuses, it spreads out, and then I take gimel lugin from that original mikvah and I put it into another mikvah, Zakni Ramban, there's Hanan. Now, in Yerideya, most assume that we don't say Hanan on Lach B'Lach, right? The Ramban is saying Hanan, and he's saying super duper Hanan on Lach B'Lach. Does the Chevra have like 5 more minutes to go on, or you guys are getting tired? 5 minutes, we're good? 7 minutes? 10 minutes? Like I'm bargaining. No, Ulayi Matzum Sham. Hey. Okay, right, so we're going to bargain this one out. I want to talk about Se'if Chaf, because it's mamish interesting. Se'if Chaf and the Shachol. If I have a bar that's Molei Mayim She'uvim, and there's an Amma, there is a stream of water that goes into that bar and comes out of the bar remains Pasul. That's the Halacha. And Mayim She'uvim and the stream of water comes in and goes out, it remains Pasul. Zak the Shach in Osnun Hei. Unbelievable shach. The shach quotes that I'm talking about Amma of Mei Gishamim. Meaning, if it's Mei Ma'ayan, that goes into the She'uvim, that itself is Metaher the She'uvim. Again, I have a pit of She'uvim, and a stream comes in and out. Zak the shach b'shem the rash, and this is fairly obvious, that if that stream is really a Ma'ayan, that's okay. You sowed one of the shach. But then the shach gets like, wow, okay. Umayri she'ein ba'ama arba'im sa'ah. Zak the shach, that this stream of water doesn't have 40 sa'ah in it. If the stream has 40 sa'ah, apparently the shach says, that 40 sa'ah will be machshir the she'uvim. 40 sa'ah b'zeichlem is going to be machshir that she'uvim. That's what the shach says at the beginning. And he says that this is the pshat that's found in the Taisus Yontiv, and the Rush says it, and the Rash says it. V'ayin lekamon se'if samach. I'm just learning the shach here, os nun hei. Ayin lekamon se'if samach. What's se'if samach? So se'if samach tells me I have 3 pits. And the 3 pits, upper, lower, middle, and you have some rainwater that goes between them. It's not considered an eruv. The stream is not considered ma'arev, the top, the middle, the bottom. That's a din that nitzayk is not chibur. A stream of water, it's flowing, it's not mechaber, the upper, the downer, and the middle are. Right? That's the halacha of se'if samach. So the shach writes that the arba'im se'ah of the ama is going to be machshir the she'uvim. And he seems to be bothered by Akasha, where he's making a ha'ara, something about Se'if Samach. But we're not sure exactly what the shaft means when he invokes Si'if Sa'af. So there are some who say that the shaft is changing his mind. That although initially the shaft feels that I have a stream of Arba'im Sa'af that's going to be Machshir, the Mayim She'uvim, later on, the Shach says, I change my mind, and Si'if Samach tells me that Zeichlim does not connect things, and if Zeichlim does not connect things, so then you can't be Machshir the She'uvim, now you're the Zeichlim. That's the simple reading of, oh no, simple reading, that's the way the Maram Shek reads the Shach.
Does it have to be that the whole issue of the hashakas of the chibur? Maybe we learned last week.
Oh, so the achronim say that these two approaches depend on the conceptualization back in our youth of how does hashaka work? Is it that there is a din zariah, right? Or is it din chibur, right? If it's a din zariah, so then what? Zariya means that I just connected these she'uvim to 40 sa of water, gevaldik. But if it's a din of chibor, so it's mechubar to something that's pasul, and it won't help, right? And how I read the shach depends on whether there is a din of what they call zriya bezochlim. Zriya bezochlim is the issue at hand. Oh, okay. So now, many assume that I'm nervous, the Maram Shek is nervous about Zriya B'Zeichlim. Based on this issue of Zriya B'Zeichlim, they say that when I have a Bor Zriya, I have to build it in the following way. Remember, a Bor Zriya means I have our Arba'im Sa'a of water, and I put new water, Mehair, into that Arba'im Sa'a of water, and that's going to flow into my Bor Tevila, it's going to flow into the basin that I'm typing. Based on the Maram Shek, so they say that when you have a bar zriya, you have to make sure that it's not zriya b'zeichlim. So therefore, the hole that goes from the bar zriya into the bar tevila has to be higher than the hole that goes from the mehair into the bar zriya. Because if the hole from the bar zriya into the makom tevila is lower, that means that the water is going to, by definition, be zochel. And when I pour new water in, right, I am doing a zriya b'zeichlim. Okay, the people have this idea down, or let's draw the picture. It goes on. Here is my memsa'a of kosher water. And I'm doing, this is called my bor zriya, right? So I'm going to pour the mehair into this area. So far, so good. And it's going to come into the mehair. It's going to end up in my bor zriya. Right? That's basically the way zriya works. Now, I could make the hole between the memsa'a of kosher water and the bar tevila. I could make a hole down below, and the hole to go from the mehair into this would be higher up. If that's the case, so when my mehair goes in, the mehair is going into water that's flowing. And if I read the shach that there is no zriya b'zeichlim, so this is going to be a problem. Because when the mehair enters, the water is already moving out. So therefore, to solve this problem, they say, I'll have a different judgment. The mehair comes lower. I close this one up. My hole between the bar zariya and the bar tevila is higher up. So that means when the water comes in from the mehair, this water is still eshborin. And then when it flows over, it goes in. Now, there is a Rambam who says that the psul of Zeichlim applies to the entire Makom Tevila, even Zechila L'mayla Mimem Sa'a. But we're not going to be choshish for that Rambam in this issue of Zriya B'Zeichlim. But those are places for Zvi of Zeichlin say that you have to make the Meha ear hole lower than the hole from the Bar Zvi into the Bar Zvi. Wow, this is, right? You think about, now, who thought of this chap? Who thought of this chap? So there are two Jews I know who thought of this chap. Rav Ruderman, the Rosh Yeshiva near Israel in Baltimore, has a sent a shayla to Rav Moshe. He says, this is the ha'ara of my Talmud, Rav Nachum Rabinowitz. Rav Nachum Rabinowitz, who grew up to be the Rosh Yeshiva of Birkat Moshe in Malei Adumim, right, had this ha'ara on the Bar Zarias. And not only that, there was a Jew, Rav Yonis and Shtif. Rav Yonis and Shtif was a Goy Noimon. Rav Yonis and Shtif wrote the Sefer Chadoshim Gam Yeshonim on Brachos on Psachim. Huge Talmud Chacham, Hungarian Talmud Chacham. I think he lived in Brownsville. Rav Yonis and Shtif went to the Mikvah in Farakaway. And he decided that the Mikvah in Farakaway is possible. And he had a number of tainas on the mikveh in Farakaway. And Rav Moshe in Simin Kuf Yud Beis says to Rav Ruderman, your Talmud Rav Nachum Rabinowitz has a sa'ara and it's wrong for the following reason. In Simin Kuf Yud Gimel, he responds to Rav Yonis and Shtif, who wanted to pass on the mikveh in Farakaway. Right? Rav Moshe writes, you are starting up with Rabbi Zelig Fortman. How dare you do this? Who was Rabbi Zelig Fortman? He was the rabbi of the White Shul. Before Rabbi Ralph Helkovitz is the rabbi of the White Shul. Before Rabbi Tzvi Flam and Rabbi Eitan Feiner are the rabbi of the White Shul. Rabbi Zelig Fortman is the rabbi of the White Shul. And Rabbi Zelig Fortman was in charge of the Mikveh in Farakaway. And Rabbi Shtif wanted to pass on the Mikveh in Farakaway. And this became a cause celeb, right? Mikveh fight. Right? Of the Mikvah in Farakaway. Rav Moshe, by the way, tells Rav Zelig Fortman, make one takana in the Mikvah. Use a rubber plug instead of a metal plug. That's one takana, but he says Rav Fortman is a chashev a yid, and the Mikvah should now be, the Mikvah is going to be overseen by Rav Nissen Telushkin, who's a bucket Mikvah, so Rav Moshe says, right, this is the Chuban Simin Kuf Yud Gimel. What's Rav Moshe's Cheshbon to be Machshir, what we call Zeria B'Zeichlin, meaning that the hole is going to be here, and the Meha Ear comes in here, right, the water is flowing out. So the Cheshbon to be Machshir is Azoy. The Cheshbon to be Machshir, says Rav Moshe, is that the Psul of Zochlim is not a Psul in the Mikvah, it's a Psul in the Tevilah. The Mayim is Kasher Mayim. But you can't be told about that when it's Zochel. Moreover, it says that Moshe depends on that this is not called Zochel. The Shach writes in Sifkat and Kufkof Gimel that Zochel means that the water flows out on its own. But if I dunk in the mikvah and then some water splashes out, that's not Zochel. Over here, says the Moshe, it's not Zochel because the reason why the water comes out is because new water came in. That's not Zochel. So Rav Moshe is Mekel on Zeria B'Zeichlin. He tells Rav Ruderman, tell your Talmud, Rav Nachum Rabinowitz, good Ha'ara, but we don't pass him like that. He tells Rav Shtif, don't start up with Rav Zelig Fortman. That's basically Rav Moshe's tshuva. So Maisa, Poskim, Ar Machmir on Zeria B'Zeichlin. We try to be Machmir on everything in the mikvah. And therefore, when we go to see the mikvah, we'll ask about this. But my understanding is that the Nekev, to go from the Bar Zeria into the Bar Tevila, is higher than the Negev of the Meha Ear into the Bar Zeria. That, I think, is what is done. Some places do it differently. Some places put the Meha Ear into the Bar Zeria, and they have a plug that is stopping up the Bar Zeria. So when the Meha Ear comes in, it's Zichar's Eshborin. It's not moving at all, because it's all stopped. The plug is closed. After the Meha Ear came in, I open the plug. When I pull the plug, so the water comes in, it's not Zeria B'Zeichlin. That's the other way of solving this problem. But Rav Moshe feels that there is no reason to solve any problem with Zeria B'Zeichlin because all is grand and glorious and kol dovar makom yavo b'shalom, And although Rav Nachum Rabinowitz was awesome, and my father can tell you lots of stories about Rav Nachum Rabinowitz when he learned in Montreal with my father before he went to Ne'er Israel. He went to Ne'er Israel because he wanted to get a doctorate in Johns Hopkins in mathematics. Right? Rav Nachum Rabinowitz has a doctorate on set theory, whatever it is. He was nifty. He was mamish gainerlum. But he came up with this graph about the mikvah and Rav Rudiman, just to show Rav Rudiman's anova, he writes to Rav Moshe that my Talmud had this ha'ara. And Rav Moshe writes back, tell your Talmud, right? It's like funny back and forth, but I think it's a very beautiful tshuva in the Moshe. Look at it, Simon Kufyud Beis and Kufyud Gimel. Have a great day, gentlemen. Yeah.